Ever wish there was a shortcut, you know, to really getting a grip on the newest stuff in learning tech? Well, that's what we're doing today. Diving deep, no shortcuts here though, into Totara 19. It's not just keeping up with how we learn, it's, I don't know, maybe it's setting the pace now. And we're going right to the source, talking to the folks at WebAnywhere so we can figure out what's changed, why it should matter to you. So, Totara, you've probably heard of it. It's a learning platform. But don't get stuck just thinking about clicking through slides. Totara 19, it's like, it's hinting at this future where learning, it's almost curated for you.
It is. It's an exciting time. There's been this buzz, right, about personalized learning. But Totara 19, they're not just talking, they're actually making it happen, you know, this tailored experience.
Yeah, and one of the big ways they're doing that is this AI course
Oh,
tagging.
it's huge. Imagine you finish a course, and boom, Totara's AI is already there. It's suggesting other stuff, relevant content, but it's not random. It's like it rids your mind a little, analyzes the course, even stuff you might not connect, and then suggests courses, resources just to take you deeper, you know, or even branch out into new skills completely.
So it's not just because you watch this, now watch this.
No. It's smarter.
It's getting to know you.
It's like Tatar's starting to get what you're into, where you want to go with your learning.
I mean, that's a game changer if it works.
Oh, it's huge. Think about it. You could find a skill, a niche thing you never even knew existed, or it helps you stay ahead, you know, on top of your field. The learning, it adapts to you, not the other way around.
That's huge. And they're doing all this. But it's got to be user-friendly, right?
Of course.
It's not just about the tech behind it, it's how it feels to actually use Totara.
Exactly. It's a whole new interface, redesigned, clean, makes sense, and they kept accessibility in mind. Navigation is smoother, whole experience is just more enjoyable.
Because who wants to fight with the platform when you're trying to learn, right?
Should be fun.
It should be exciting, not a chore. And speaking of exciting, let's talk Totara Engage. I remember when that was its own separate thing, but now it's like core to the Totara experience.
Yeah, it used to be separate. Totara Engage, that was the social side of learning, right? Connecting with your colleagues, sharing stuff, working together on projects. Now, bringing those tools right into Totara Learn, it's like they're creating a more complete picture of learning.
It's like they're saying, hey, you know, learning, it doesn't happen in a bubble. You've got to bounce ideas around, right? Different perspectives, feeling like you're part of something.
Exactly. And it's not just, you know, warm fuzzies. It actually helps you learn better. Think about it. When you share what you've learned, ask questions, not feel dumb asking, or even work on a real project together right there in the system.
It sticks with you.
It sticks. It's not just in one ear and out the other.
Instead of just taking it in, you're using it, right? Teaching others, even.
Exactly. Way more active, way more engaging. And Totara's put in these tools like social forums, you know, discuss what's in the courses, and workspaces. Team up, do projects, actually use what you're learning.
So I'm picturing this like I'm on a project, right? And the workspace has the courses, the files, the chats, all right there.
That's exactly it.
No more jumping around, a million tabs open.
It just flows, the whole learning, the collaborating, it's all smoother, easier to use. And this isn't just Totara. You know, this is becoming what everyone wants in learning tech. Companies are realizing keeping learning separate, it doesn't work.
No, it's like having all the puzzle pieces, but they're all mixed up. This is like the picture starting to come together. And speaking of putting things together, Totara 19, they've done some stuff with goal setting, tracking, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, big time. Remember we were talking about how Tutar is making learning more personal? Goal setting, that's where it gets real.
Okay, so say I'm trying to learn this new design software, right? Big project at work depends on it. Totara 19, it's not just letting me write down, learn that, right? It's like it helps me break it down.
You set milestones. Each step has courses linked to it, resources. You could even see how far you've gotten, like having a roadmap for your learning.
And what I think is interesting, it ties into that whole data thing we were talking about before.
Absolutely. The more you do, the more Totara learns about you, sees what courses work best, if people are getting stuck, even gives you suggestions personalized to keep you on track.
It's like having a learning buddy, yeah. But it's the platform itself, analyzing, suggesting, keeping you motivated. And it's not just you on your own, right? There's the whole collaborative goal stuff they've added.
You got it. Managers, they can comment now, right on the goals.
So it's not just me and my little goals dashboard crossing my fingers.
Exactly. Your manager's in there giving feedback, support, maybe even a high five when you hit a milestone.
Mm.
And as the learner, you can ask questions, get clarification, celebrate, all out in the open.
That's got to be motivating, knowing someone's got your back and you can actually talk about it.
Way more motivating.
Yeah.
And it's not just manager-employee, right? Colleagues, too. They can comment on each other's stuff, cheer each other on, share tips, even just celebrate wins.
Brings that social part back in, right into the goals.
Exactly. It's like this culture of let's all learn, let's share what we know, let's help each other out. And all that back and forth, the comments, the nudges, it's all in Totara.
So you're not checking email, then the other platform, trying to remember who said what where.
All in one place.
Yeah.
Makes it less distracting, right?
Yep.
Easier to communicate. You stay focused on what matters.
Yeah.
The learning.
Exactly. No more, where's that message again? It's all right there, part of the journey.
Makes such a difference.
Huge. And for just, you know, using it every day, that matters.
Oh, absolutely. Less frustration, more learning. That's what we want.
This has been, I gotta say, this deep dive, it's given me a lot to think about. Totara 19, it's really, I don't know, pushing what a learning platform can be.
For sure. They're focused on getting you that personalized experience, bringing everything together, and then using data to actually make it work better. That's how you set the standard. You know, they're not just reacting to how we learn now, they're thinking ahead.
And that future of learning, it's looking pretty good. More personalized, more connected, and I gotta say, way more exciting than it used to be. If this is the future of learning tech, we're in for some really interesting times. Well, this has been a fascinating look at how Totara 19 is changing the game. One thing's for sure, it's not just about adding features, it's about building a better way to learn. More engaging, more effective, and, you know, just more human. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the future of learning.